All right, as we kick off the 7 o'clock hour on a Monday morning, we say, hope everybody had a good weekend. I know a lot of Swifties out there ended up going. I know my wife and daughters went and had a blast. Had a blast on Friday night, so I'm guessing what the show was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm guessing she must have caught a lot of rain yesterday. She did it last night.
So Friday
again, right?
Night, it poured at the show.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Luckily, I was told the seats were covered, so everything was okay. Crisis averted.
Yeah, right. Sometimes those guys that got all those great seats right next to the stage, they got the rain.
Oh, they were close. They were close, I was told. I heard there was a light misting, but no, they were under, which was
nice. Hey, listen, nothing was going to mess that up. It could have poured.
Oh, I know.
Everybody was going to, if you were there and are a Taylor Swift fan, I'm guessing you enjoyed 3 sellouts, 61,000 a night. Good God. Every suite, everything.
You know, that show
merchandise.
Like,
so, she's a money machine, man.
Yeah, so the show's the number one trending topic on Twitter on Friday night, right? And then you start seeing the pictures of, like, Brady is there, and, you know,
the
Kelce family is there, and, like, all these different celebrities were there. And I don't know, man. I think you and I were the only people that weren't there.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff going on, and Saturday, of course, one of the great games in college football at Louisville, in a shootout where the Canes were up 14 a few times, and especially in the second half, only to have some things go against them, and what was it, tied at 31, tied at 38, and all these things. But it is an interesting one to hear, as everybody's trying to figure out who's for real now as far as the top 10 teams, who's undefeated, what their schedule looks like. And it's like, look at this Miami Hurricane team. Now they had some problems on special teams. Their defense been giving up in a lot of splash plays, big plays, whatever you want to call them, big chunk plays of 20-plus yards, lots of them. And Louisville had their share, like Cal had their share of 50-yard plays, and Virginia Tech had their share of plays. So
who isn't, though, Joe? What good teams out there aren't, you know? And Louisville's a really good team, I think. But what teams aren't putting up big numbers on offense? It's all over the country. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
So I guess the question is, and I see who they got. We got Florida State. Are they going to get a lot better? Because now everybody's going to be aggressive to try to beat you. Like, Florida State's not going to come in here and go, okay, let's put our defense back out there and see. So all of a sudden, your mindset offensively for these ACC teams, all of them, by the way, the rest of them on this schedule, their mindset is going to change, right? I mean, because
yeah, but look, man, you're significantly better than the rest of these teams. But I agree with Mario. You got to keep your focus, because if you do, you let your guard down, you can get clipped on one of these.
You're going to have a lot of teams taking. You're going to see a lot of creative plays. You're going to see a lot of teams going forward on fourth down and when they shouldn't, because they figure they got a better chance of doing that than their defense stopping Miami. As you know, again, what have they scored? 50-plus points 4 times this year.
They're the best offense in the country, Joe. And they might have the best quarterback in the country.
Well, he is.
The running game started to come around a little bit in that one as well, which is something that we thought could be a big, you know, factor this season. The receivers are elite, right? I mean,
So the receiver thing's really – Restrepo's having an All-American year. I mean, what he is doing, he's going to break every record in the history. And, by the way, they've had a bunch of really good receivers go through there, and he's putting up
– Well, they got one jumping around on the sidelines down there, Michael Irvin.
By the way, it's his hobby and his passion.
Yeah.
And he puts the UM colors on, and he doesn't care if you're watching him on the ground, jumping up and down, screaming. Michael has been waiting for this, man. This was a long time coming for Michael, who was going to the games and showing up. It's been crazy.
So the biggest thing to me, though, Joe, and I'm curious what you think, Miami gives up 2 touchdowns in about a minute and 20 seconds, right? They go up by 2 scores. And
now they're tied.
And you're thinking, man, this is it. Like, they're going to put this game away.
31-17.
Louisville runs
ball
it
game.
Back. You fumble. A couple plays later, they score again.
Right.
And any of the Miami teams in the last, I don't know, however many years, Joe, would have absolutely crumbled at that point.
Right.
But you got a quarterback that remains calm. He goes out there. He puts together a drive, and they never look back. To come back from those consecutive plays, though, it just shows what that team is made of. That to me is kind of the whole thing in a nutshell.
So
come back from that type of a blow to have to give up two touchdowns that quickly.
He is Cam, who we could do shows on Cam Ward right now. He has been that good. I think everybody thought he was going to cool off or something. He made a throw. Who did he throw to the corner of the end zone? That's one of those.
Jacoby, yeah, it was an NFL throw, yes.
He made three or four of those now. We've seen a couple of them. By the way, it seems like Jacoby's at the other end of a lot of those out of Plantation High School. But on top of that, the throw to Restrepo. Pretty good coverage.
Yeah.
Strep goes up and gets it. And
he's something else, man. Restrepo to watch. He just gets open so much. Sam Brown made a huge impact. He had some big
plays. They got four guys across the board right now that he if you come up short and Restrepo tripped about at the one and he goes, okay, that's it for you, Strep. Now I'm going outside to, we'll get another guy the ball here. But he is making all the plays, and then right when you think, okay, we'll keep him in the pocket and we'll go man to man and maybe double team somebody, he just takes off and runs for a real quiet 17 or 18 yards, like third and long.
Yeah.
And he runs, third and 12? He runs for 15.
Big, big difference.
And they're just crushing. And he doesn't run a lot. He's kind of runs like Mahomes does. If you saw that game last night, Mahomes was – I know you've got that coming up. I don't want to take away from – Mahomes didn't throw a touchdown pass last night. He's got more interceptions than touchdowns, and they're undefeated. They went out to San Francisco and beat them.
They always find a way, man.
One undefeated team. The guy that's got no wide receivers to throw to.
Juju got hurt. He left.
They got
– Juju had the big game last week, right?
So goes out. They're going to be in the market, though. They're going to have to break down. They're going to have to get somebody. They are. By the way, there's going to be a whole bunch of guys you can get rid of before the trade deadline. There's some teams going to be cleaning house. Cleveland might not be done. Anyway,
I got to tell you, though,
Jumped ahead of you. So
Deshaun Watson was the number one trending.
Don't say you were cheering like
I just want to tell you this. I just want to tell you what happened. So Deshaun Watson was the number one trending topic on Twitter for a long time yesterday. And I've never seen people unanimous on something on Twitter. But the reaction to Deshaun Watson's injury was basically unanimous.
They're all cheering? They're all happy?
Yes, everyone was aligned in their pleasure with that, apparently. Never root for anyone to get hurt, but he's a bad guy, so whatever.
Yeah, it's
Did you see, by the way?
He wins,
Florio,
by the way.
Florio had all the numbers. So they owe him $76 million over the next the next two seasons.
A lot of money.
And then if they cut him, that's even more disastrous.
That backloaded contract, he wins.
Oh yeah, he does win.
He
that's
wins.
The sad thing.
He can go live somewhere where people leave him alone, and he can just live happily ever after. Although I'm sure he'd like to get this thing figured out. But man,
I don't know that that's gonna happen.
I don't know either, Woody. I'm with you. By the way, this is also a Tua week. Is the watch starts today, right?
He's going to answer today if Tua's going to play, right? He basically said that. Mike said that yesterday. He goes, I don't want to talk about anyone that is on IR. And he said, I'll address it tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm expecting. And by the way, where's that story go when Mike's up there if he says Tua's back and will be our starting quarterback this week? Well, or says, we'll see how he looks during the week, which means he'll start this week.
I think you just go ahead and name him the starter today, right?
So
I don't know why you need.
So if Mike comes out and says Tua will be back practicing today, but we're going to see how he looks. So what are you telling me? We're going to go with the guy that threw the ball 10 yards short on the last play, and with basically the last play of the game, and he throws it to the outside out of bounds, and you had no chance to get a touchdown.
I thought it was third down.
I don't know.
I have to believe as an NFL quarterback that guy thought he had another chance. It looked like he was throwing the ball away.
I'm guessing he didn't get a lot of time to work on the two-minute drill because it looked like it. That looked that bad, that last drive.
Yeah, but either way, don't you tell him, hey, it's fourth down. There's 11 seconds. Throw the ball in the freaking end zone.
Right.
Just throw it up.
Right. Get some.
At least try.
Get some your biggest body, your best athletic guys, and
throw the ball 10 yards out of bounds, short of the
you're
end
right.
zone.
Like, can't do
what
it.
What are you doing?
No, that was. As soon as he threw it, I went, well, that was. Because he had enough arm. He's got a good arm.
They weren't even that far.
No, and he could have put
it
anywhere.
30 yards out?
Yeah. I don't know what it was exactly.
Something like that. Either way, like, just put the ball up.
Well, the Dolphins are now, if this thing's going to get better, it really comes out. Because it ain't getting any better with what you already have. And now down probably another quarterback. So this thing really goes to what having Tua back, what how much better are they going to be having? He is your best quarterback by far. Don't get me wrong. And this offense was made for him. Does this all of a sudden mean they get the timing and all of a sudden the guys that have had a vacation for the last month all of a sudden are going to be back involved in the offense? That was the talk yesterday. Well, we should have Tua back this week, so we should be fine. All right. All right, because so far, man, this 10, 11, 12 points a game is just not working at all. We got to go to break here. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Excuse me, I want to talk about the main man for just a second. Anthony Caliendo, that's the main man here in South Florida. You know that. Man, I've known this guy for a long time. The business broker expert, the number one business broker in the state of Florida. And, man, if you're living here in South Florida, listen to me right now. I want you to get your mind off of our teams, good or bad, that you just watched. And I want to ask you a question. Have you recently gone through this with your company and said, you know what? The stress, the risk, the competition, the employees, all this stuff starting to drive you nuts, and you're just tired of being tired. If you said yes to any of this stuff that I just said, man, call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN, Anthony Caliendo. Speak to him. He can flip your biz and cash out big. The main man has buyers, a lot more buyers than businesses right now. So it's a great time. If you're thinking about getting rid of your company, so many people are moving to South Florida to have money that have sold their companies in other places that are coming down here looking for something for their family to keep busy, and they're looking for specialty companies just like yours, man, just like yours. Now, the other part of this is, a lot of people have no idea what their company's worth to even get this process started. Well, listen, I want to let you know the main man offers a free, no-obligation business valuation worth $2,500. Call him and find out today. Aggressive, knowledgeable, and he's a closer. I'm talking about the main man. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online at themainman.com. Get more information. Talk to him. By the way, you're not going to get any handoffs with this guy. He will handle everything from start to finish. Find that guy's got a lot of money to buy companies just like yours. The main man, Anthony Caliendo.
All right, let's get you some weather real quick here. Brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 78 degrees, partly cloudy, rain possible after 11 a.m., Joe.
All right, Woody. Nice story going on down at the U, man. And congratulations. They have got a new president, and to all those folks connected to the University of Miami, you got absolutely the right guy. Went to school there, passionate, well-rounded, knows how financially to take care of the school, every part of it, and make everybody proud. Joe Echevarria, the new president at the University of Miami. They hit the home run. And he's not a guy that sits back and reads books. He's not a guy that sits back and writes books about things that he's done. He's a doer, man. He gets out into sports. Well, listen, I wouldn't be talking about him if he wasn't of, and we've had a lot of presidents, and I've gotten along with some of them through the years, you know, not as much. Some of them hadn't been around, but you got a guy that wants all your teams to be good. He wants your academics to be the best, and he wants that health system. He wants people talking about it, about how good it is, every part of it. And he's great. Got this thing, help with Mario and things that needed to get done to get it caught up with the Joneses and the neighbors of the great programs. It's it's trending in the right direction. So great move. Great move, and having him aboard with everything going on is great. He's out there too, man. He knows what's going on. He'll sit and watch a practice in a suit.
I showed you that video from after the game. Mario gave him the game ball, and the players lifted him up.
Oh, listen,
that should show you all you need to know, right?
I saw him at the Virginia Tech game on the sideline. He was living every play. Every play. Couldn't sit still. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff. Hey, we got what we talked about, Woody, a few weeks ago. Dodgers-Yankees, man. Really looking forward to it. I'm glad, actually, it's not the Mets and Yankees. And here we go. Stanton, Judge, Soto, Otani, Betts, Freeman with a banged-up ankle, and a great supporting cast. There's a lot of other guys that are a big part of it. I just threw out the big-name guys. This thing is it's going to be fun to watch. I hope we have a long seven-game series. I hope we...
What is that, Fox that gets the victory here, I guess, right?
I don't know, but somebody, as soon as both of them wrapped it up, went, yes.
Yeah, they're doing backflips over there, yeah.
Yeah, this is what we want. You got they got the stars, you got the big payrolls, you got the two best records.
Speaking of stars, did you see for the Yankees who was knocking them out of the park again? Took home a little hardware.
Who's that?
That would be our guy, man. Stanton.
No. Hey, man, what a nice... First of all, he's healthy.
I didn't realize he was in the league. I said 14 years?
No, he's been around. He's in his mid-30s.
That's amazing, man. And you take it for granted. Like, you think the Yankees are in the World Series every year. They haven't been in a long time.
He's hurt so much.
Yeah.
You know, and he hears it. And now, listen, he can stay healthy.
It was cool, man. He's playing really well. I see him get that trophy. Well, the Marlins will never do it, so like you got to feel good for former Marlins, right?
Oh, there's another guy for the Yankees I thought you were talking about that we're aware of.
I don't know. There's Marlins all over the place.
No. We got rid of one of our guys.
Talking about the guy that bats after him, after Stanton? Talking about Jazz?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Marlins guys been running around the playoffs, man.
They couldn't get him fast enough. They were like, he was gone. Man, trade deadline guy, he's first guy. Jazz hits him, take him. Okay. By the way, did you see what happened in Minnesota in that great game? One of the great games. Great game. By the way, sometimes you get a game and you look at the matchup and you go, wow, this thing is going to be really fun to watch. The NFC North right now, I never thought I'd say this, but it is must watch. Lions 5-1, Minnesota 5-1, Packers 5-2, and the Bears 4-2. Can't make that up. So anyway, Lions and Minnesota, what a great game, right down to the wire. And you see who had another big game yesterday, had a couple sacks? Would look good in his old Dolphins uniform right now?
Don't do it.
I'm not shaking my head. I'm just shaking my head this morning. You're absolutely right. I'm just shaking my head. So anyway, we got some baseball stuff. Woody, I'm trying so hard to stay away. I know, man. There's some good stuff. NFL had some good stuff. And by the way, I did get home in the second half, turned it on to see where it was, and the Steelers are just wearing out the Jets.
But they got Devontae. I thought, no?
Yeah, they have some other...
Oh, okay.
Other problems.
Okay.
But we'll find out what...
Aaron Rodgers will figure it out, man.
We'll figure out what Aaron Rodgers has to say today on ESPN.
No, he's good. He'll figure it. He'll get it together.
See what he has to say about...
It's awesome to see that over there, isn't it?
By the way, the guy he calls out, he's still playing, but he took the week off. His feelings were hurt after he got called out, and he took a few days off, and hell, they're trying to trade him. Which, by the way, I'm guessing Kansas City makes that call. They better hurry, because I heard him after the game talking about, because they're 2-5. That's
it's like a dogfight for the worst team in football, by the way. I don't know who you put in that category right now. Maybe I probably the Browns, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, Carolina's bad still, too.
Carolina's atrocious.
They're getting
the
pounded.
Giants got destroyed yesterday.
Daniel Jones got...
Oh, my God.
By the way, that list, I was wrong on that list of teams going to be looking for quarterbacks.
Yeah, what's it up to? Double digits now?
It's like, it started at 3 or 4, and now you're wondering how many front offices are getting together for their big meetings today after the game going, hey, get out there and start looking. what looks to be the top five guys and where we might be picking here. Yeah. Anyway, obviously the other story is Tua. Does he come back this week? And you're right, Woody. It's a great point you make. I'm guessing Mike lets everybody have an idea today. All he's got to do is say Tua's going to start practicing today, and we'll see how he looks.
Don't you just rip the Band-Aid off today? They know.
Well, if they say
know
that,
if he's playing or not by today.
What, do you think they're going to make him practice 2 weeks before he plays?
No, but like.
And go with Tim Boyle?
I would just, if I were Mike, I'd get it over with today. I'd come out and I'd say Tua's going to be activated and he will start on Sunday.
Well,
right? I mean, say, look,
there were a lot of guys.
He's going to start. There's no reason to let this drag on because everyone's just going to keep giving their opinions anyway. But.
Well, Woody, my question is this, and I do want Tua to come back, and I hope he can, you know, as quickly as possible. Whenever he feels like he can come back, I do. But I'm not so sure with this team this is the only problem. I'm like a lot of other people. They're quietly walking around going, we may have to look at – we may have some turds on our team, and we may not have some good team guys that we may have to move. Now, I don't think Mike will. Mike's big into rehabilitation and getting the best out of guys and not giving up on them. But
well, let me ask you big picture here, Joe. All right, at what point, I keep hearing guys mention this too, and I brought this up to you as well, like at what point, if things get really bad, do you just protect Tua from himself and say, we're just going to shut it down?
They're not.
Because you're not going to.
Unless he gets hurt. That's the only way. That's the only way they're going to shut it down. That's the only. You want to run that
over? Win.
You want to run Steven Ross's Seabass? Do you still have that Goldie Bo thing that he did?
The Super Bowl thing?
Yeah.
No.
I want to play that.
I don't have that.
Okay.
We're so far removed from that. But, I mean, you got to win, what, 9 or 10 of your last?
You got to try. The other one told us how good this thing was going to be. I want to see Lefty come back, and I want to see what it looks like. By the way, if it happens, what a great story. But I'm not so sure that Tua's, like, nothing against Tua, but we still, there's other parts of this team that not doing it, not getting it done. Not getting it done. Like, you still got to clean things up. Like, Tua can throw it and call the right plays and get the wide receivers more involved, but he can't stop guys from dumbass penalties.
So, like, first of all, Chris Greer is just getting crushed once again.
Well, he's responsible for part of this.
He's the common, you know, denominator in all this, right? But anyway, we got the, can we start talking about blowing this thing up now? You know, Tua can't be trusted. You can't build a franchise around him. And again, like,
I'm just not into the people.
I know, no, I'm not.
To
I'm
blow
not
it
saying,
up now.
I'm not saying tank.
I'm just not a blow it up now guy. I'm sorry.
If it's not going to get much better, you have failed in this rebuild, right? This is it. I mean, this is the finished product of your rebuild.
This rebuild was supposed to win playoff games and get you to the next level, and
but
it
hasn't.
Right.
And this, at what point, I mean, I guess my question would be, at what point do you throw in the towel and realize that the rebuild didn't work? You got a bunch of terrible contracts, you got a bunch of old injured players, and you just need to start over. And I hate this for Mike McDaniel, I really do, because I like Mike a lot, and I think he's going to be, at some point, he'll have success.
But I would love to see the person, if you're right, because I'm getting tired of getting on this blow it up now stuff. I'm not a fan of it, but whatever, I understand the frustration out there, I do, because I'm sharing it with you, and I'm not the only one sharing it. There's a lot of people sharing it because a lot of people think a lot of things could be better if we did things differently. But you got to play Tua, and you got to see. But I would just say this. Can you imagine after the amount of money that our owner has spent, the amount of money, and again, I know nobody cares, but he gets a word from the front office on what they need to do, and this is what we need, and we'll have him for this and this and this, and he's worth it and all that. And now you're sitting here, and if we were to do what everybody said, well, we're going to, Mr. Ross, I know we just paid a lot of money, and we got this for him and that for him and did this and that, but we want to let you know we think we need to sit him, and we might want to go a different direct. Can you imagine that? No, hell no. Those guys over there thinking about hey, urgency. We got to win.
You know, here's in the text that came in. This guy says that I'm making stuff up. Nobody is trying to blow it up besides me. Yeah, no, I'm sure. Except for all these other texts that have sent in all morning. But
what, to blow it up?
And I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying at what point do you realize that this is a failed rebuild? I'm not saying right now you just throw in the towel. But
oh, okay.
I'm saying at what point do you do it? Because if this doesn't start to look dramatically better real quick, I just don't know what the end game is of all this, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right. Well,
like, those what are you going to do, man? Those are you going to run it back with these guys next year?
I mean, well, I don't know. We got next year's like, next year. They need to go out and not embarrass themselves and start scoring points and playing some clean football and not making the same mistakes that the head coach sits up after every game and talks about. And the same things happen. And then people go, well, how can we stop it? I go, I don't know. You ain't going to fire or cut anybody. He's not going to do that.
Yeah, but it is. And
who you do, if you do get rid of him, who are you going
to
get?
No, you don't fire people in the middle of the season. There's no reason to do that. But I will say, like, all the Texans are making this point, too. Like, how do you not force feed these other guys, like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle?
Well, that's a different topic. We all agree. I don't know either.
But that's a big, big failure on the part of the coaching staff because they had 2 weeks to get ready for this thing.
I don't know how we can't
come up with some kind of something or other to get.
That should never, that shouldn't happen. And I know we ran the ball 40 times, and I was glad to see it. I was glad to see the running game and the three running backs look really good. Minus one fumble, those guys, that's a good trio of running backs. And by the way, the O-line, they're fine. They played maybe their best game yesterday. They really did. But I don't know how you can pay those two guys who have been our offense for the last 2 years, a big part of it, and they have one catch each and two targets. I have no idea. Somebody would have to, besides, well, we ran the ball 40 times and our tight end had a big game. So that means all of a sudden your two of your highest paid players, not the quarterback out, is can't get it done. Anyway, hey, plenty of frustration.
A little frustrated this morning.
Yeah, I'm pissed off. I'm really pissed off, and I'm not the only
one. Thank God we have the Hurricanes, huh?
Yes.
Although the crash from the Saturday high is pretty rough.
All right, hey, I want to talk about something
I'm
else.
Sorry, bro. It's just
No, get it in. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Whew, man, I got to tell you. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's back. Maybe that. No. I'm in good shape. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you. Yeah, I was there Friday. Saw a couple of my Atlantic Men's Clinic brothers over there going over to take care of that low T, maybe ED. Guys never tell me that part. But, hey, listen, if you're dragging around, it's really interesting to hear the Atlantic Men's Clinic professionals over there talking about, you know, starts for a lot of guys in their 40s, 50s, early 60s. And I got to tell you, I'm no different. I got hit. By the way, everybody will have ED and low T at some point. The question is, when it happens, do you just go, oh, well, I'm just going to be tired and no sex drive the rest of my life, but I'll enjoy it. I don't want to do that. Most men I know don't want to do that. They want to get more out of life. They want to still be able to work out whatever sports they like, the long walks, whatever it is. And they still enjoy a great life with their partner, a great sex life with their partner, and you get it all with Atlantic Men's Clinic. And if you're going through this right now, listen, the program they have, go down there. I'm going to give you a phone number. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. You'll get the meet with their professionals. They'll give you all the tests you need to have done, and they'll tell you exactly where you stand. Then you decide what you want to do. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. The first appointment, I tell everybody that goes to Atlantic Men's Clinic, is the most important one because they'll explain everything and get you started on a program to get you great results right away. All right, Woody. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Wanted to get into some of those games, and I know you like to do that on a Monday in the NFL.
Well, we have to take a breather from the Dolphins, right?
Let me do it real quickly.
There is some good football being played out there.
Not everybody scoring 10 points.
It was not played in London, to be quite honest, though. The Jaguars beat the Patriots 32-16. You had 2-5 Jacksonville, 1-6 New England. They're in a battle for worst team in football. They're in that conversation, both of them.
Jacksonville's trying to fight their way out with it.
Yeah, Jacksonville's our signature win of the season, so.
Yes.
Just barely.
The comeback.
All right. Seattle beat the Falcons 34-14. DK Metcalf got hurt in this one. Had to be carted out of there.
Ooh,
that was concerning.
Boy, that'd be a huge situation. Loss.
Yes, it would be. Both those teams at 4-3. The Bills crushed the Titans 34-10. Amari Cooper had a touchdown.
Welcome to Buffalo.
He was the receiver that had a good one of the receivers that changed in the AFC East, changed teams.
Yeah.
He was the one that had a pretty good outing there. Didn't go so well for the Jets. Meanwhile, though, the Bengals, Joe, all of a sudden at 3-4, they beat the Browns 21-14. Deshaun Watson, who was booed as he came out onto the field, he was celebrated on Twitter after his Achilles exploded. Whatever.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
I'll
show you some of the tweets, by the way. They actually were really funny.
So I'm guessing if I was on that team, it'd really bother me. If it was a guy that I got to know.
No, they all said after the game, he's a great guy, all that good stuff, yeah.
He's just got, I don't think all these women made something up if you get back to the original part of this.
And yeah.
People aren't letting that go. They would let it go, though, if he's really good.
But you're,
he is really good.
We said earlier, though, he wins the battle, though.
You want to know what a sports fan? A lot of sports fans, if he was really good, they put up.
Yeah, well, the Browns own about $150 million still, so.
Man.
76, they owe him over the next 2 years each. And then they can't cut him. So they cut him, it's like even more disastrous.
No, they owe him. God, I'm hurting from last night. They owe him a lot.
Yeah, you had a tough game to call yesterday. All right, this was a
shot.
Really – talk about good young quarterbacks. Packers and Texans. They went back and forth at the end of this game. Green Bay, they had the ball last. They were able to drive down and score and got the
Stroud
field goal at the end.
That's,
yeah.
We got to play them both, by the way, when you're talking about trying to find wins. We got to play those two.
Those should be easy. We go to the Vikings and the Lions. That was another game that went back and forth. Those are two damn good teams. The Lions got the win, though, 31-29. They're 5-1. We had Dan Campbell here for a cup of coffee, right?
Yeah.
He's turned out to be a really good coach.
By the way, he does it old school.
Yeah, I would say so.
He relates to his guys. Don't get me
wrong.
Yeah,
but that's the other thing. His players do like him. I know that he's tough, but his players seem to love him. So I'm celebrating with his quarterback at the end of that one. Like, players seem to really like him.
They should like that guy in the front office, too, because they got a lot of damn good players they've drafted recently.
All right,
and traded for.
Saquon Barkley had a little throwback game here against his old team. 176 yards on the ground. Eagles at 4-2.
Oh, is that nothing worse than that? Having one of your players, your former first-round pick, come back and just chew you up.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Giants might be looking for a quarterback. I love that. I see Daniel Jones was all upset that he got pulled from the game. Because he said after the game he was very upset.
Giants pulled the Dolphins there with 3 points, but they still didn't take the crown from us. They're scoring like over 2 more points a game than the Dolphins. So
we'll catch up to them.
They're holding firm in last place here. The Rams beat the Raiders 20-15. Kind of irrelevant there, Joe. The Commanders beat the Panthers 40-7. The big story from that one is. Jaden Daniels got banged up.
Did he get hurt in a pocket or running?
He was trying to roll out, but he took a shot in the ribs. That was a little rib injury there. So hopefully he's all right. They said he should be. Chiefs beat the 49ers 28-18. As usual, Patrick Mahomes has everyone's number. Brock Purdy threw 3 picks. The Chiefs are 6-0.
He didn't throw a touchdown pass in A1.
Doesn't need to.
I don't even think he threw for a lot of yards, did he?
No, he did not.
They ran the ball when they run for 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt. Amazing. And then last night you had the Steelers pound the Jets 37-15.
God, did I enjoy. I needed that.
It's pretty
awesome.
I
needed a little therapy before I went to bed to be able to stay up and watch that a little bit. And they go to that close-up of Aaron Rodgers on the bench. This has become one of my favorite shots of seeing him play.
You know what's really interesting in that game? So the Steelers did get off to a slow start offensively, right?
Yeah.
They kept showing Justin Fields just standing there on the sideline.
He ain't getting his job back.
That's an interesting one.
He's not getting his job back because Russell Wilson can do something he hasn't been doing, and that is dropping a few passes in there. Who do you think those receivers want to play now?
All right, we got a doubleheader tonight, Joe. Let me get your picks here real quick. We got the Bucs hosting the Ravens. Both of those teams at 4-2. Baltimore's favored by 3.5 with a total of 50.5.
I like the Ravens right now. I do.
To go to Tampa and get a win.
Yeah.
All right. And then at 9 o'clock, for some reason, you have the Cardinals hosting the Chargers. The Chargers are favored by 1.5.
I like the Cardinals at home.
Okay. Total 44.
Dolphins got them next.
Great.
Enjoy the short week, guys. Beat the crap out each other tonight. We'll see you at Hard Rock Stadium.
Oh, boy. We put the poll up on Twitter. Do you think Tua's back on Sunday?
I've been barking it's going to happen for a couple weeks.
If he doesn't come back Sunday, I don't know when he's going to come back, though.
Well, let me tell you, if he doesn't come back. And by the way, I'm not pushing him. If he's coming back and it looks like he does want to come back, everybody's talked to him. He's apparently talked to everybody on the team that he needs to and explained how he and this and all these things. So if he doesn't come back, Tim Boyle mostly probably starts and Skylar Thompson is the backup this week if Tua doesn't play. So on top of everything else, I thought Tua was going to play anyway. He was going to be back this week, and I believe he is. But if not, that's what you're looking at right now. I mean, we have lost Skylar Thompson, still not healthy.
Can we call Mike White?
Skylar didn't even throw before the game, huh?
Mike White available out there? He can't be worse than Tim Boyle. Like, he just can't be.
There's something that they don't want Mike White.
That's what I've been asking you. What the hell did he do?
Whatever. I don't think it's what he it's.
Do you
what
realize,
he didn't
I mean, Tim
do.
Boyle is, I mean, Joe, he threw the ball out of bounds on fourth down.
I know.
The last play of the game. He just
chucked
it.
We had a lot more problems. You're right, but I don't know. For a guy that's 30 years old that's been around the league, that seems like a pretty smart guy, why you're not throwing it in the end zone, I have no idea. With 11 seconds and no timeout, that was going to be it. I don't know if he thought he could throw it down the sideline and drop it, and the guy's going to get out of bounds. You get one more play. I don't know. But
isn't that the coaching staff's job to explain that to him in case like he doesn't understand the situation? Like, hey, dude.
They must have talked about
it. You know, we don't have timeouts here. Like, it's fourth down. Because I still don't believe that he thought it was fourth down.
If he didn't know.
Judging by that throw, it looked to me like he was throwing the ball away. And he was like, all right, we'll toss
so
in the end zone.
Quarterbacks
next play.
Like, need to know down and distance. They need to know the time clock, which, by the way, looks straight ahead at him right through the goalpost is the time clock. So you know you're not running out of time. And
how else do you explain that throw?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know him at all. I really don't.
I mean, his answers after the game were nonsense, obviously. But
what did he say?
I don't know. I got to do better in that situation.
Well, that just everybody takes. Hell, Mike, you know, he just says this on me, and I got it. I
don't
know. Don't
they tell him in his headset, hey, man, it's fourth down. There's 11 seconds or whatever left. You got to throw this to the end zone.
He had to know. Like, this is.
Did he?
Yes. By the way, can you imagine he came out and goes, I got to be honest, I forgot it was fourth down.
I saw that throw, and my first reaction was, oh, my God, he thought it was third down.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you can do it today.
Because he was clearly throwing the ball away.
I don't even know if he's trying to throw it away, Woody. I think he just missed.
I don't know, man.
But
he just missed. I mean,
no, you could be right. You could be right, and this is dogpile day when you look that bad. So I get
it. Look, they obviously probably don't get it, but like,
yeah,
I'm
with
you. Toss the ball up. You score a touchdown,
I got you.
Win the game.
I got you. Been on this, and we got a lot more problems than just our fourth quarterback throwing the ball out of bounds at the end of the game. But you're right. It was not very smart. Especially on fourth down and two. 8 o'clock hour is coming up here. Is there anything else you want to just get after here besides Tim Boyle's not throwing it in the end zone? I thought he was too, man. I said it. Thought he was. Right now, I want to talk to you about somebody I can trust every day that's not going to do anything crazy. Talking about Chev at Loctite. Now, Chev, he couldn't call me over the weekend. He likes to call and give me updates. Hey, man, we're telling people hurricane season is not over. It's not over. Matter of fact, we got some time left. And if you're not doing everything to protect your home, call Loctite and let them help you. Impact windows and doors, even roofing. That's what they do. 100% financing and zero down. Matter of fact, Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Every part of this company, first class. Great people working. They'll take care of you. The roofing part of the company, tile, shingle, metal flat. Don't wait for the next storm. Loctite services the whole Tri-County area, Dade Broward and Palm Beach County. They're in West Broward. If you ever just to go, I want to see what they're all about, you can go out there and see them. You can see why this thing is growing so fast. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about anything. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. 954-500-LOCK. 954-500-LOCK. Let those guys over there that answer the phone, very knowledgeable, to help you get somebody out, see what you need done, see what you're interested. But you got a leaky roof and you're concerned about protecting your home because you don't have impact windows and doors, Loctite is the way to go.